Hey, Kingdom citizens. So glad you are able to join me on Mental and Love Notes 101. This is your girl, CL Suz. I am going to be speaking to you on part two of Jesus, no other name but Jesus alone. No other name but Jesus alone. Before the last podcast, the podcast before last, we was talking about the book of Matthew and how Jesus was born and, you know, came and done. It talked about the genealogies of Jesus and his bloodline. And now verse chapter two, this goes into talking about, you know, the visit of the wise men. You know, verse one said now. Now means in this time and this time to come. Now is now, and it has no direct intent of time. You know, that's why the Bible said now faith is the substance of things hoped for, because now has no specific time. It's now, it's now. It can be at any moment that it needs to be. And the word Bethlehem is also called the house of bread in Hebrew. It's Judah's territory. It was the original city of Joseph's ancestors. Herod the king, which we know as kingship, or most people would say Herod the Great, but he was wicked. He was in that town and he was in that place, and he was in on assignment. The enemy always has an assignment. He always uses certain people to create his assignment. And so he was wicked, but the wise men could only come to worship whom they believe and heard about. And we can read that in Micah 5:2-4. You know, they can only worship whom they believed and heard about. Just like you and I, we can only worship whom we believe and heard about. The wise man wanted to pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews. What is significant of a star? Significance of a star is why people put them up around Christmas. No real scripture reference to that being a key reason, but that's where we see traditions of men. There are times when we may not see a star in the sky, but we have to know they are there. The same reason why you and I may not see one another or may not know one another, but we have to know that when I call, you are there. When you need me, we're there. When we finally see one another, we can just pick up where we belong and stop. That's when you know true friendship really lasts. There are times the same Jesus. We might not see him, but we know he's always there. Not only was Herod troubled and terrified, but Jerusalem was with him. In verse 3 and 4, you can see that in 3 and 4, it reads that when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests, get this, and scribes of the people together, he demanded, this is King James Version, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Not only was he troubled and terrified, but Jerusalem was with him. And then the Bible said, chief priests and scribes. Same one supposed to be teaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel. One translation stated that he gathered them, high priests and religious scholars together, wanting to know where he will be born, where the Messiah will be born. Evidently, Herod heard of the prophecies as well, because he called him Christ. Where will the Christ be born? A lot of people can't trace your life, so they find people they think know you to find out about you. Let me say that again. Some people, they can't trace your life, so they will find people that think they know you to find out about you. But what they don't know is God will not allow them to find you. That's why he began to tell us he will hide us in his pavilion. These so-called teachers of the word knew where it was written and was willing to tell this man the information about Jesus. But God always know every move of the enemy before the enemy even come. That's why the Bible said that Jesus would be the governor, the leader, the king, the ruler. He will rule God, shepherd God's people. Because God knew he needed somebody that is righteous, somebody that's holy, somebody that's pure and with pure intent. Verse 7 begins to say, then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star will appear. privately, meaning secretly, pretending to be as devoted as they were. Uh-huh. You know, you have those people that try to pretend to be devoted as you are, deceiving spirits. He got them to tell him exactly when the birth announcement star would appear, plotting to destroy him. Because if the wise men knew any different, they wouldn't have told him when the star would appear. You know how some people try to be so deceiving and try to find out about you. And you can also see it was a lying spirit. You talking about you going to come digging into that you want. And one scripture say he wanted to come and worship. No, he didn't. That wasn't his intent. Hidden motives. Verse 8, matter of fact. The Bible said, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring the word again that I may come and worship him also. Not only did he have a deceiving spirit, but a lying spirit. His intention was not to worship. Folks that really hate you can act like they love you. But scripture declares you know them by the fruit they bear. Just because folks inquire about you don't mean that they love you. Ponder this question, if you will. What are their hidden motives? You know how some people, girl, let me know when you have service again. Or boy, let me know when you have service again. Or some people just come to see what you are about so they can pray, P-R-E-Y, on you rather than pray, P-R-A-Y, for you. The wise men was following their assignment. But what they went looking for brought them to a new place in God. I went following my assignment. My assignment was to go find this Messiah, the newborn king. But now what I went looking for brought me to a new place in God. When you are in the right place and at the right time, it will give you exceedingly joy. The wise men knew their purpose. They weren't called wise for nothing. And the same thing with us. We know our purpose, and God didn't call us wise for nothing. He didn't say you have the wisdom of me. That's why he said those that ask for wisdom will have it liberally. One of the things I love about the scripture is that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Even as a child, men fell down to worship him. Fell down to worship the Messiah. Fell down to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. They knew their custom was to present a prophet with a gift. They didn't come empty-handed. They presented gifts to him because they showed their love for him. Nowadays, you have to nearby beg folks to give a true prophet a present, but we're running to the lines of fake prophets that God had not anointed. Oh, we're talking about mental and love notes. Mentally, we got to change our mindset. Mentally, we got to change our thinking to really depart the love that God has in us and for us and through us. In verse 12, it said, and being warned of God, these are talking about the wise men, being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. If working for you will cause me to disobey what God is showing me, then I am in the wrong line of work. They were divinely warned. How? In a dream. God will warn us in dreams. He will speak to dreams. He is trying to get something to us in dreams. Take heed. The wise man had to take heed to what God was showing them, or it could have cost them their lives. Warning comes before destruction. We know that through scripture. Don't be a spiritual accessory to murderer. They refuse to be a spiritual accessory to murder. Take heed to the instruction and go another way. The wise men did that. Don't go back to what or who will eventually kill you, because I'm sure that Herod had a you went to worship this king, they're going to kill you. Depart, walk away. When we really love God, there are times we have to walk away from even from those who we love the most or from what seemed like the good life. These men were living with a king. I mean, they had a good life, but God was getting ready to give them a better life. God is always a step ahead of the enemy's tactics. Even though they had to go to Egypt, that was not their place of destiny. Everyone is not happy about your gift. Not everyone is happy about your gift or the giver of your gift. Folks will seek out to destroy what they can't control. Let me say that again. Folks will seek out to destroy what they can't control. It is important to take heed to the warnings of God. Let me tell you something. You may not like the wilderness, but stay there until God gives you further instructions. Joseph might have not didn't like the wilderness, but he had to stay there until God gave him further instructions. Everything that had happened was already prophesied to happen. Every move don't have to be announced. Let me say that again. Lean in. Every move don't have to be announced. Move in silence. Move in darkness if you have to. That's what Joseph did. He got Mary and his son, Mary and Jesus out of there during the nighttime. Remember, God is your safety, and what and who is trying to kill you will die themselves. Herod was needed for the prophecy because if not, they would have stayed there. So trials and tribulations are good because they move us into a place we wouldn't have went if we didn't have them. We get comfortable in familiar places. We get comfortable in familiar places. So God have to bring the destroyer sometimes to stir us up, to get us to a place we need to be. Prophets had already declared, out of Egypt I called my son. How did he end up there? But why am I here? What is it here for me? Sometimes it's not what we want, but it's what God said. It's what God said. Verse 16. Begin to say, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Mocked. He was deceived. He was tricked. Can I tell you something? He reaped some of the same stuff he dished out. Did not he deceive the wise man? Did not he trick the wise man? Did not he lie to the wise man? Same stuff he dished out, he now getting it back. Wroth mean angry. So many young men are still being slaughtered by the demonic spirit. That same Pharaoh demonic spirit. But children are still being slaughtered by that same demonic spirit. If he can't get you to fall, he will attack your seed or anything or anyone closest to you. Think back to the Old Testament. What did Pharaoh do? He did the same thing, killing the innocent because he was angry. Nevertheless, that was prophesied as well. Isn't this the same statement Jesus often makes? I didn't come to take away the last, but to fulfill the law, but to fulfill it. All, and it was talking about in the verse 17 and 18, it was talking about Ramah, where her voice was heard and lamentations and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. Isn't this the same statement Jesus often makes? I didn't come to take away the law, but to fulfill it. This woman, all her children was gone, dead, and buried. She refused all solace, indication that she had must have had nothing but young men, young boys. Isn't that like what we see today with social injustice? That most people don't want to talk about, but we see it today in our very society, in our very time frame, 2021, and we still dealing with is social injustice. As the scripture declared about Pharaoh, the enemy you see today, you will see no more. God's word is absolute. He doesn't change for anyone. He declared, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Did Herod really believe that he would live to harm Jesus? Did he really believe that he would live to harm Jesus? He basically killed himself due to not having the Holy Spirit. The way they had to understand God's saying was through dreams. The wise men and even Joseph, they did not have Holy Spirit at that time, but they began to hear the angels came to them in dreams. And in the midst of these dreams, they began to start telling them what direction they need to go in. Even Joseph, he obeyed, but fear had gripped him. We allow fear to grip us from things that we know that's not of God. He was supposed to re-enter Israel, but God knew he would walk in fear. It took him to the right place. Fear will have us afraid, but God warns us to fear not. He got us. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love proves his promise for us. It was already established that Jesus would be called a Nazarene
So when the enemy comes with his fearful tactics, God always have a brave response. He will direct our steps in the way we should go. He is the only one that is directing our paths, not fear. He is, not fear. God, Jehovah, acknowledge me in all your ways and I'll direct your path. He's the one that order our steps.
23 says, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth. And it's talking about he has been Joseph. He came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth that it might be fulfilled. Here again, the word of God being fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene. It was already spoken. So the fear that he had, it really walked him into his own destiny. It walked Jesus into his destiny. So when the enemy comes with his fear of attack, God said, look, I already got this plan. I already got this worked out. Whatever God is commanding us to do, just do it. Whatever God is commanding us to do, just do it. Even if you have to do it afraid, do it in the name of Jesus. Because Archelaus, which was King Herod's son, the Bible said he was more wicked than his father. So that was the fear that Joseph had. Now, if your dad is going to kill my son, to kill Jesus, surely you're going to try to do the same thing if you're wickeder than your dad. But yet God showed him again where he was supposed to go. His direction every time was ordained and prophetically spoken of God. What looked like a delay is really God redirecting. So don't even think it's a delay. It's God redirecting. God knows what's a better route. God knows a better system. God knows a better thing that we have in our lifetime. God knows all things before we even can come to it. He knows it. So when we get our mind off of what we want, our intellect is enmity with God. So our mind fights God and fights with the word. That's why the Bible tells us the flesh and that there's a war between the flesh and the spirit. Flesh don't want to do what God tell them to do. Can you imagine if Joseph chose not to go the way God told him to go? He would have messed up all the plans of Jesus. Every last one of them. Because there have been times that people have walked in disobedience. There have been times, and that's what the enemy wants also, that for you to walk in disobedience and you not to obey God. But God said, I know, I need for you to take heed what I'm saying. I need for you to do what I'm saying. That's why we need to yield to Holy Spirit. That's why we need to continue to love on Holy Spirit. That's why we need to continue to ask Holy Spirit to direct our path. That's why we need to ask Holy Spirit to allow us when and where to go, when and where to who to talk to. We got to rely on Holy Spirit. Because that's his job. And sometimes God will show us things in a dream. We may not understand the latent of that dream, but God will show it. And I'm so glad that he does. But the Holy Spirit will reveal it even the more. So we have to trust the inside help that we have and not just think he's in there just to control our lives. No, he's trying to help us, keep us from dying. He knows far more than we know. Our intellect can only go from what we see. But Holy Spirit know deeper. He's wiser. He's a discerner of all things. A guider, a leader. We can't get past him. And the enemy sure can't. That's why revelation comes. The enemy can steal thoughts and stuff that we throw out. But he cannot steal revelation. Because it's not from him. It's from the Holy Spirit given to us. So trust God what he's doing in this time, in this season. Get your mind off of what you want. Get your mind off what you see. Get your mind off what you think. We can overthink stuff too much. But allow Holy Spirit to take the lead in this thing. Because our mind will have us all bound. But Holy Spirit was keep us found in the kingdom of God. He loves us that much. And because we say we love him, we ought to be able to do just exactly what he does. Even when I don't understand, God, I come to you. I trust your plan. Even when I don't even know which way to go, God, I trust your plan. I may can't see it, but I trust your plan. Holy Spirit, the discerner, he is very wise. God sharpened my vision, acute vision that I see past what the enemy is trying to do. Allow us to see the traps before they even come.
That's what God wants us to do. See with spiritual eagle eyes every single time. Trust his way because it is the best way. All right, you people. Look, God's great and awesome, people. This is your girl, CL Suss. Continue to just lift up the name of Jesus Christ. But he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So I trust him that as I lift his name up, he's doing the drawing. One may plant, one may water, but it is always God that gives the increase. All right, peace and love. This is your girl, CL Suss.